Many are called, few are chosen. By Pastor Mark Hornbaker, First Baptist Church, Lewis, Kansas.
Matthew chapter 22 this morning, we're looking at the banquet, the marriage banquet. The Lord used a number of different parables. This was one of those. He describes how he works with the world and how he prepares things. One day there's going to be the marriage supper of the Lamb. Those who are the redeemed will be with the Lord in that great feast up in heaven. And God is going to have a special banquet there for all believers of all times, and we look forward to that. Jesus wanted the people to know that they were invited to that. It's sad how some treated the invitation. Talking about invitations, we generally get several invitations to graduates, celebrating their graduations, yesterday was no exception, as we got to take in four different ceremonies. So it was an interesting day as we drove around in and out of the county, and what a fun day it was to be with those different graduates we have known over the years and have an opportunity to be involved in their lives. And we're grateful that God allows us to have a part in young people's lives, and that's vital as we share the Lord with others, and we have the opportunity then to just be hopefully a blessing to them. And we thank God for each one of them and pray that God will guide them. Let's pray before we get into our message today. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the Word of God. We thank you this morning as we look at the very words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He talked about his kingdom and about the great banquet that he's going to have one day. Lord, we thank you for what you've done in coming to be the Savior of the world. We thank you for the invitation that you've sent out. And God, we pray that you would help us to be those who are quick to receive and respond to that invitation that you give to us as your people. Guide us. Bless us. Be with your people Israel, Lord, especially. Open their eyes to the truth that you are the Christ, you are the Messiah, you are the promised one of God. And Lord, that we need to each and every day look to you for guidance and direction and encouragement. We're thankful for your word that shows us the way. Help us, Lord, to walk in the way, your way, the way of truth and light. Guide us this morning as we look at this special parable. We ask this all in Christ's name. Amen. Several things we want to note out of this particular parable this morning. Jesus used parables to help us understand a bit about how he deals with humanity. And often in his parables, he will say something like this: the kingdom of heaven is like. In other words, this is kind of what it's like. God's kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. God wants people to know about him and his plans for them. You see, God has plans for us. God desires and designs for us each and every day. I'm thankful that God is in our lives still, that he's working, that he is showing his way to the world. In our parable today, he likens the Heavenly Father to a certain king, which made a marriage for his son. Now, marriages in the Holy Land are very special. They take a long time at marriage. They have great feasts. They have great celebration. They have great festivities that go with all of that. It is a joyful time for those people. Yesterday, we got to take in a number of those, four actually, yesterday. And I believe during those festivities, there was always food involved. And you can't say no to the host. You have to try some at each place. And so we had our fill yesterday. And all of it was good. Of course, at those kind of festivities for graduates, you expect them to have something, and they expect to have something for their guests. It's a special time. An invitation is generally sent. People are invited. Now, not all people come, but I think it's good if we have the opportunity to come, to have a part in that, to say, hey, it's great. You've accomplished something. It's important for us to be thankful along with others. In fact, God teaches us that in His Word. Rejoice with those who rejoice, the Word says. And so yesterday we rejoiced in Cuyahoga County, Edwards County. We rejoiced all day in what God had done in the lives of these young people. And as I look back on their lives, I can remember when they were just little kids. Now they're young adults. Life happens in a hurry. It seems like it happens faster for me every year. Year passes year.
Amen.
And all of a sudden, those little kids are young adults. And it reminds me of Lori's grandmother. When Lori's grandmother was still alive, she lived down in Chanute. And at that time, her parents lived there too. And so from time to time, we would go to Chanute to make our visit. This one certain trip, we went over to see grandmother. She was at a nursing home there in Chanute. And Lori had our two oldest, Seth and Jared. They were along, and of course, grandmother said, "Who are these?" And Lori's mother said to her mother, "Why, they're your great grandsons, Seth and Jared." She said, "Whose sons are they?" She said, "They're Lori's sons." And she said, "Wow, I must be pretty old." Lori's mother said, "Well, mother, I'm over 65 now." And she said, "Gosh, how old am I?" Time goes in a hurry. But I'm thankful for all those experiences. And as I get to see those kids, one of the things that I really delight in is they don't forget who I am. Actually, some of those kids around will wave when they go by and see me. That's fun. There's a connection there. We have some great kids around. We need to pray for our kids, that they'll grow and mature and become all that God wants them to be. Because many of them, God has plans for them, special plans. And we have an opportunity to be invited to take a part in their celebrations of life. As they reach milestones, what a joy it is to see how God has advanced their lives and worked through them. In our Lord's parable, he talks about this king, a certain king. We know that king is the Lord God in heaven. He prepared and made ready for the marriage of his son. And we know that son is the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to this world. Came to this world to provide salvation for all that would receive him. God said, there's coming a time when God is going to have this marriage feast. And so he sent out invitations by his servants. That's what they used to do. They would send the invitations to various people. They were bid to come to the marriage. Sadly, most of them would not come. They had all kinds of excuses. I suppose I could have had excuses yesterday too. I'm getting too old to do all that. I'm just too tired. I'd rather sleep in. That kind of sounds like excuses. People don't come to church, doesn't it? And so I said to myself, no, I got an invitation. They thought enough of us to invite us to their special day. I'm going to attend. I'm going to attend. That's not what these guests did, though. They said, hey, though you prepared everything for your dinner, and I assure you, when they had a wedding feast in the Holy Land, they prepared their best. They had out what I call a big spread. They had everything laid out. The fatlings were killed. The oxen were prepared. Probably the deer and the roe as well. They may have even had various other kinds of meat. Who knows? But they did it right. They prepared everything. It was ready. But verse 5 said those people made light of it, went their way. One to his farm, another to his merchandise or his business, and the rest treated his servants spitefully and slew them. Wow. Invited to a big party and they wouldn't come. And I'm sure that you get the gist of what Christ is trying to say. Jesus Christ in all of this is really saying this. The Father has sent an invitation to all of you of Israel. He wants all of you to come. He wants to know that he is making a marriage for his son. Everything's prepared. Everything's top notch. Everything's the best. Come and enjoy and have a part in the party. The time of celebration is now. Put your things aside. Say yes to God. That's what God wanted. But you know what the Israelite nation did as a whole? They rejected God's invitation. They rejected his servants. In fact, they went so far as to kill them. Verse 7 tells us the king, when he heard it, he was angry. He sent his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. That's exactly what happened in 70 AD. God used the Romans to destroy and burn Jerusalem. And because they rejected God's gracious offer, he sent other servants out in the highways and byways and bid people to come to his wedding. God turned to the Gentiles. He turned to us. He invited as many as shall come, may come. What an invitation. Doesn't matter who you are. Come to me. Receive the blessings of God. That's God's offer today. Still. Come and receive the offering that God has for you. Have a part in the wedding. Christ is the bridegroom. Will you be the bride? Christ comes to us. He calls us. He bids us to come to himself and receive the blessings of life, the blessing of salvation through Christ. So the servants went and gathered, in verse 10, as many as they could find, both bad and good. And the wedding feast was furnished with guests. You see, the wedding will go on. The wedding will go on. The marriage supper, the Lamb, will come. The only question is, will you be ready? Will you receive the blessings that God has? Will you have a part in that ceremony? And let me add, the only way that you can have a part in that blessed event is if you accept the invitation of the Lord Jesus Christ. He calls in his word, come to me, all that you're laboring, heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, Jesus calls us to come to himself. Will you come? Have you come? Christ has a special time prepared for us. When the king came, verse 11, to see the guests, to see who had come, he saw a man there that had no wedding garment. What an affront. What an affront to the king. Because you see, in those days, they always had a special garment for each person that came to the wedding. Every guest had their special robe to wear. I thought about that yesterday when I saw those graduates. They always have that robe that they put on. That robe, in this case, represents the righteousness of Christ. When we come to that wedding feast that the Lord is preparing for his own, each of us must have on the robes of the righteousness of Christ. You see, that's what makes us accessible to that special event. We must be prepared with those robes. We cannot put on our own righteousness. It takes the righteousness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to make us worthy to enter into that blessed event. When the king saw that individual without the wedding garment on, he said to him, "Friend, how can you come in hither having no garment?" The man was speechless. Why? Because he had no answer. And the reason is the king had already prepared a way for him. He already had a garment set aside for him if he would only accept and believe and receive what Jesus had provided for him. That's true of us. Each of us must personally accept Christ as our Savior. And when we do, He dresses us in the robes of righteousness of Christ so that we can stand boldly in His presence. Not in our own righteousness are we dressed, but rather in the righteousness of Christ. He alone makes us worthy. What happens to those who have no garment? The king will bid his servants to bind them hand and foot and cast them into utter darkness, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Eternal destruction, eternal judgment is that described in verse number 13. It's prepared for the devil and his hosts, but all who reject the invitation of Christ will also receive that punishment. What a sad day. What a sad day. You see, God's word is wrapped up in this, verse 14. Many are called, but few are chosen. Are you one of the chosen? You are if you've received Christ as your personal Savior and Lord. You are if you've accepted His robes of righteousness. You see, Christ died for all of us. All of us are sinners. All of us need Christ. But with Christ, we have access to the blessings of God, and we enter into that blessed day that He's preparing for us. What a tragedy. Many are called, but few choose God's way. Won't you choose God's way today? His is the only living way. His is the blessed way. What a blessing it is to know that God is still calling people to come to His wedding. Will you have a part? Will you accept what Christ has done for you? What He's preparing for you right now? Christ has a special place for each of us. Might we listen to His calling? Might we receive it and be blessed by accepting that calling in our life? You see, God loves us. He cares for us. And He calls us to receive His Son into our lives. Might we be faithful to serve Him and honor Him in this present day, because His is the way of blessing. What a glorious day that'll be one day when we see Christ.
Amen.
Let's praise the Lord for what He's done and will do in our lives. Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful for the way that You watch out over us each and every day. Lord, I pray that You would help us and guide us each and every day, showing us Your way, the way of truth and life. Keep us in Your care. Help us to point others along life's way, showing them that Your way is the way of blessing. Help us to say yes to You each day so that we can be all that You want us to be. And Lord, help us to let You work in our lives, shaping us and molding us each and every day into the people You want us to be. We ask and pray it all in Christ's name.